Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, welcome in. It is Dom time. Sorry to report the death of Bob Uecker at the age of 90. If I had a little more time, maybe tomorrow, in his honor, maybe we'll do great sports scenes slash films. We have a great side question today. We have Dawn Fantasia coming on a little bit later. She's as Jersey as it gets. We'll be asking her, what are these Jersey values that Phil Murphy's always talking about? But I want to lead with Janet Yellen. Janet Yellen was on with Colbert last night, of all places. And Janet Yellen is just the perfect example of the Biden administration. She at least says things honestly. And what the whole deal was here, you know what it was. You know what Americans are saying to this clown. And it's a good time to review the Biden years, since he was right next door here in Delaware. He's always been in a section of blowhards, the biggest blowhards. He easily could have been from Mississippi, you know, Senator Foghorn Leghorn. This guy, the backslapper, the stupidity, and yet accidentally he rose to be president just by toughing it out and always going for it. And last night, mumbling his way into oblivion. But what Biden did, we've talked about it. We were coming out of COVID. Things were going to be okay. The excess spending was unbelievable. So this is Cut 12. Here is Janet Yellen. I believe it's Colbert. And still, they're sticking to this nonsense after they have diminished, after they have attacked the average American. That's the number one reason why they got voted out of office and in Trump magic and things of that nature. But the bitterness of this just mean buffoon that somehow or another rose to be president. It's summarized by Janet Yellen. Here's what she said.
Why do you think this past election made it clear that 49.9% of American voters don't agree with you or don't agree with the economist, and that the economy was, according to polling, one of the biggest reasons why people put Donald Trump back into office? Why do you think that message about the good economy, as you say, the best economy in the world right now, especially if the advanced nations came out of COVID in the best shape, regardless of our inflation, could you have been a better cheerleader for the economy?
Well, tried to explain why we were doing the best we could. We did see a huge increase in prices, something like 20%.
20.8, lady.
Price level over about 3 years. Now, every advanced country saw exactly the same thing.
They did not.
When,
stop it.
Russia invaded Ukraine. Energy prices rose. Food price increases were associated with that. And this was a shock to Americans. And it came on top of a long period in which people have been really struggling with high housing costs, high health care costs, energy price bills, child care, making so many people feel it's tough to lead a middle class life. Now, when I look at the data, what it tells me is that wages also increased. And according to our calculations, the typical wage earner is able to afford now the same basket of goods and services as back before the pandemic, with $1,600 left over to save or spend. So the typical worker...
Good, that's it. Applaud, you morons. Now, I hate to start out the show, but nothing has enraged me as much over these years. The unnecessary spending, the stupid historians with Biden egging him on. We've talked about this right in the beginning. That's a fact. Diminishing people, making people listening right now have to make all these decisions that are outside a middle-class lifestyle. And then she has the nerve to tell them they clap. They applaud. Now, part of me says, as I always say to people, let them, we're going to kill them every time then. Let them continue this fiction. Who believes any of this? That we're better off long-term and everything's okay now. And, you know, these were hard to explain. You're dumb. Macroeconomics. She's a genius. Hard to explain, despite inflation. Hey, Colbert, that's the whole thing. What are you being overpaid at? 8, 10, 12 million a year? Try telling that to people who essentially had their middle class status diminished across the board. Nobody wants that. We don't want that for Americans. They didn't care about that. Either that, or they actually believe you can spend all that money and you don't create exactly what they did. That's the message of these years. Now, some of this election, how bad Harris is, the Trump magic, some of the other issues that had some of the cultural issues that had people riled up, how clever the Trump campaign people were this time around, how buttoned up. But it did come back to the wedge issue, which is real. Inflation and what it does to people. And they still can't admit that that's what it is. They still want to lie, con themselves, because they're living in a bubble. If you're making, say, over 200, 250, 300, something like that. I mean, I'm just stunned by prices. I had to get a battery this morning, Pep Boys, they're going to put in. They did a good job. $249. Jeez. I don't remember a battery costing two. Thank you, Joe, very much, you clown.
And
Janet Yellen.
Don't you drive like an American-made car? Like,
yeah, exactly.
So it's not, you're not driving a German import that it's hard to get a battery for. No.
We had a boiler put in last week. It was $13,000 after negotiating. Well, maybe a little bit less. Yeah, negotiating.
Ridiculous.
Yes. Where does that come from? It comes from what they've done. There's no getting around that. No matter how many, they couldn't. Could you have cheerleaded more? There's nothing to cheerlead about. It was wrong. It was unnecessary. You helped people that were lazy sitting on the couch for years with all those stimulus payments. You came up with all these cockamamie electric vehicle things where there's no charging stations. And they still egged you on, go big, Joe, you're going to be FDR. That didn't work, by the way, FDR. We know that, but at least it was in the middle of the Great Depression. Joe, you're going to be LBJ. How did that go? Well, that established the rundown of our society, what LBJ did. He's the architect of this. He doesn't get enough credit for how bad he was. And Biden was just a knockoff of this. But look at what he did. And he had the nerve to lecture about people paying their fair share in taxes. Hunter Biden sitting right there. This family are a bunch of grabbers, just grabbing at anything. Check the silverware. Check any laptops or anything lying around. They'll take the floorboards up as they leave the White House. Just ridiculous. All right, 855-839-1210. Now, Mike Waltz, who I like a lot. I wish Steve Ducey, the Deuce, had locked this down a little bit more. I thought we agreed. Now, President Trump on this is giving signs. We'll see exactly what he does. And I guess it's a little bit more nuanced, but I thought we had agreed that TikTok, unless it goes to an American company, which is fine, but the Chinese Communist Party is bad for America. There's a spying element. There's an element of running down our society. How many have even died with some of the stunts and some of the stuff that's involved with this? But apparently Trump did very well on TikTok. I get it. To win the presidency, all right, you did it. Okay. And is a bit enamored with it. I don't care. This is like the HB1 visa. Now, come Sunday, this could go dark. Walt's saying no. And he's saying a lot of stuff. You're going to have to help me declutter here. I like Waltz a lot. He's as good as it gets as far as the people around Trump. He's an American hero. But is he right on TikTok? Here's what he said to Ducey this morning.
Speaking of Donald Trump, yesterday it became clear in the Washington Post that it sounds like Donald Trump is trying to throw TikTok some sort of a lifeline. Could have an executive order to save the platform. I know a lot of people don't like it, national security concerns, but there are 170 million Americans who use it. So what's going to happen to it?
Well, President Trump, and this is in line with the legislation, we will put measures in place to keep TikTok from going dark. In the legislation allows for an extension as long as a viable deal is on the table. And then, you know, essentially that buys President Trump time to keep TikTok going. It's been a great platform for him and his campaign to get his America First message out. But at the same time, he wants to protect their data. You know, conservatives don't want the FBI, and they certainly don't want the Chinese communists getting their passwords, getting their data, and being able to overly influence the American people.
All right, then. So, you know, not exactly skillful by Ducey. I've had to go over this for 3 to 5 minutes at least. Where does that leave us? Even the guy, the Josh Barton guy, the guy that puts out odds on everything, listen to his odds. Will the Supreme Court ban of TikTok be upheld before January 20th? Sunday, the 19th, is the date. 69% probability, they say. Yes, if you bet negative 225, no, plus 155. Will Elon Musk buy TikTok or a stake in TikTok in 2025? Yes, plus 275, no, minus 450. The odds imply an 82% probability Musk will not buy. Will Trump overturn TikTok ban in the first 100 days of presidency? They imply a 58% probability he will not overturn it. But what Walt said there is a little bit difficult for me to parse out what they're going to do with it. Shouldn't this be an obvious thing? An American company has to take over. We get rid of the influence of the Chinese Communist Party. We've said this a million times. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Happened to see yesterday, great website here locally on sports, Crossing Broad. DJ monitors it and sent me an article they wrote about one-hit wonders. Not musical. If you have a musical one, we might consider it. But we'd rather broaden it out. And I'll give you an example. Give us a one-hit wonder. Somebody who was in the news. Somebody that did something and then just completely faded away. I'm going to put in there Harper Lee. Harper Lee, of course, is the author of To Kill a Mockingbird, often voted as the best-loved book when PBS does this by Americans, and I can understand that. The film is just as good, if not better. She never really surfaced after that until she kind of wrote a sequel to what? To Kill a Mockingbird. So I can hardly say she had something that big. You write something that big, you would think there would be other relatively big things a talent like that would write. No way. That's kind of a one-hit wonder to me. Henry, do you have one? No?
Sorry, what?
Yeah, do you have one?
Yeah, I got one for you.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
So we're doing the one-hit wonders, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I got tied up here because we got an email. We're confirmed for Jeff Van Drew today at 1:30, by the way.
Okay, perfect.
Ty Warner, Dom, you know who that is? You know that? Recognize that name?
Ty Warner.
Creator of toys, a toy creator. Launched TY, the brand that gave us Beanie Babies. Ty Warner, one-hit wonder, creating Beanie Babies, right?
Yep.
He still has the company. Still had those big eyes. You see him out there at the mall with the TY logos, but nothing to the level of, you know, Beanie Babies. So I'm going to submit Beanie Babies, Ty Warner, as a one-hit wonder there. But just a little factoid about Ty Warner. After getting rid of the whole Beanie Baby enterprise, the franchise, went into real estate and is now the owner of the Four Seasons New York. So Ty Warner uses his Beanie Baby money to get into the world of real estate, and is now $2.3 billion net worth.
So you still say a one-hit wonder.
One-hit wonder, yeah, in the world of public. In the public eye, he is a one-hit wonder because of Beanie Babies, Dom.
Okay.
Really fell off the map. And one more, let's say one snip wonder. How about that? Lorena Bobbitt. Yeah.
You like that one yesterday out of the box. By the way, a one-hit wonder, Macarena, the Macarena, Los Del Rio. They've never been heard of again. I don't even know if they're still a band. But you got to say, as a hit and as an annoyance, it's amazing. You know, any song that's constantly played at weddings, when they run out of stuff, those people should never be allowed to have another hit. All right. Henry, how about yours?
Yeah. So I'm going to take a pair of former teammates off the board right quick. I'm going to take off the 2014 Rookie of the Year in the NBA, Michael Carter Williams. He peaked in that first season. Arguably, you could say he peaked in his first game where he almost came down with a quadruple-double.
Arguably, you could say he might be one of the worst draft picks, and a reason you don't pick guys who can't shoot, even though he was picked 11th in the world. Might be helpful well, if you
that,
can shoot.
That draft class, that 2013 draft class, is one of the worst of all time.
Oh, he's so. One of the worst.
Oh,
yes.
I disagree. Yeah. I disagree. I think that class as a whole, there's not a whole lot to pick from. And then I'll pick his teammate, too, KJ McDaniels. The half season he had with the Sixers his rookie year, he averaged 9 points per game, which on paper you're like, eh, what does that have to do? Right. Go look up his highlights. Dude was throwing down thunderous dunks 10 years ago. He was awesome. And then I'm going to take a movie character off, or I guess an actor at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Hayden Christensen. Remember the name?
No.
Hayden Christensen played Anakin Skywalker in the Star Wars prequel movies. You know, back in the late 90s, early 2000s. He, you know, for being probably one of the biggest roles on the planet at the time, he didn't really amount to much success after that. Like, he was in the movie Jumper with Samuel L. Jackson, which is okay. But then, like, he's not in anything else. Like, he's in, like, some rom-com with Emma Roberts. Like, he's in a bunch of Who Cares movies. So, that guy, his one role was Anakin. That was his one-hit wonder. And now he's pretty much out of the public eye.
All right, that's what we're looking for. One-hit wonders. Be thinking.
Did you say Harper Lee was a one-hit wonder?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, when you look at going from To Kill a Mockingbird, the only other thing I've ever seen is the sequel to what? To Kill a Mockingbird.
Well, no, I mean, she did so much with Truman Capote that I feel it was like she's essentially a co-author on In Cold Blood and a lot of his stuff. You know,
right? I'm not. Well, I stick by it. I mean, on her own, I'm kind of surprised. When you write something that big, arguably the biggest for Americans, we don't see you in anything else. When I Googled it, too, people agreed. Reddit, a couple of other sources agreed. That's, you know, pretty amazing. I don't know if she gave up writing for a while or what it was.
Well, I think Capote was actually a little salty about the success of To Kill a Mockingbird, and it drove him apart for a little while. And a lot of the movies focus on the relationship between Harper Lee and him,
I didn't know that. Okay. All right. So one-hit wonders. Hit us with that. Try to think outside of music because it's very hard to track all these songs, etc. Think of somebody that really was in the news. Lorena Bobbitt is an example. Then you never heard of them again. I don't know what she would have done after that.
The root of our question yesterday, I think, fits Sully Sullenberger. Yeah.
Yes.
One-hit wonder.
Yes, he is. Yeah, you think he would have gone on to be this, something would have happened around him that would have been really big.
Well, you're only going to hit the Hudson River once.
Hopefully
you don't get another opportunity.
Given that legend, you think there would be an opportunity with flight that would have still kept him in the news, as far as I know. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. You can get in with that. TikTok. Is it now because President Trump is all over the place on TikTok? We're supposed to stand down? Is that the marching order? I don't agree. This is like the HB1 visa. I don't think they're right on this. So what that he did well on TikTok? It's not about that. Is TikTok, unless it goes to an American company, and if he puts an executive order to save that, I'll tell you in advance, I'm not on board with it. We're doing a show Monday at the Knack. I don't know that it'll come down before 3 o'clock, but if I see that, I'm going to tell you right there, no, I'm not on board with it. I mean, we got to hold everybody, including Trump, to what we were told is their agenda. And the H-1B's thing over the holidays, that's not my agenda. That's not America first. TikTok, American company, okay. TikTok in its current iteration somehow or another, just to keep it going, that's not America first. 855-839-1210. Tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me why. Is it you believe Trump knows something that I don't know on this? Come on. You're not going to go with that, right? No, I think he's enamored. He got on TikTok. It was lights out. Tremendous traction for him. All right, the election's over. I'll give you a pass on the election. Now, it's over. So how do we continue this argument? The argument's already been there. 855-839-1210.
Do you have a property that you no longer want? Maybe you inherited the property. Maybe you're underwater in the property. Or maybe you're just a tired landlord, tired of dealing with tenants. Listen, I could buy those properties, and I'll buy those properties fast. I can close in 2 weeks. I buy properties cash. My name is Larry Steinhaus. Give me a call at 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137, and I will personally answer the call. You can also visit easyoutrealestate.com. Hey, this is Larry Steinhaus from Investor Schooling. Did you know I have a radio show every Saturday from 1 to 3? It's called The Larry Steinhaus Show, and it's sponsored by Investor Schooling. On this show, you will learn things about finances and things about money that you never knew before. But even more of a reason to listen to this show is how much fun we have. If you haven't heard the banter between me, Omri, and Dr. Deb, you haven't heard the greatest show on earth. Listen to this show this Saturday at 1 o'clock right here on WPHT, and I promise you will learn something.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The working families of La Una Neighbors District Council of Pennsylvania, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia are proud contributors to all aspects of growth in this great city. The Neighbors District Council provides safe, well-trained, productive workers who enable projects to be done on time and under budget. We appreciate our signatory contractors and their commitment to fairness and equality. Neighbors, we're building a better future today.
Brought to you by the Laborers District Council Licit Fund.
When it comes to your home, trust is everything. For 45 years, Kitchen Magic has built a reputation for transforming kitchens with precision and care. From custom cabinets to countertops, backsplashes to storage solutions. And we get the job done fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without the hassle. So trust the name your neighbors have relied on for decades, Kitchen Magic. Get your free in-home consultation at kitchenmagic.com and let's cook up something extraordinary.
Free speech lives here with Rich Zeoli weekday afternoons 3 till 7 on Odyssey's number one talk station, 1210 WPHT.
All right, good Thursday, everyone. Chip Van Drew will be with us at 1:30 today. He's, along with other people, just coming off the floor where 145 Democrats voted against a bill that would deport people here illegally who have committed sex crimes. I was looking during the break. I haven't seen the breakdown yet, but I'm betting that all three of the Goldilocks twins across the suburbs probably voted to say, no, we're not going to deport people who commit sex crimes that are here illegally. It's hard to believe. Guy Shiraki was on the show last week. He talked about the people in the suburbs. These three women have the right demeanor. They're always so caring. They're always so moderate sounding. So they give them a pass when they vote not to protect people in the suburbs. Think about that. Who in the world would vote against this? Well, they say this will open up the door to massive deportation. People who have legitimately convicted of sex crimes, not to deport them. We'll see if we can find those three. Dean, Mary Gay Scanlon, and the Houlihan, Usually they vote when you have that number of Democrats. Usually they vote with those Democrats. This was bipartisan. A number of Democrats did vote to deport, along with, I think, 213 Republicans. So 855-839-1210. TikTok. Remember how big of a deal TikTok was? For a lot of reasons. Kids, and then the other, privacy, Chinese Communist Party. Now, I played you Mike Waltz. It sounded like a bit of a word salad. I was surprised on Fox and Friends this morning. Have we given up on TikTok because President Trump seems to be inching toward blocking it, a potential ban in the U.S., which would go into effect on Sunday?
So upset about this.
Why?
Because it's we got to get it. I'm having an argument behind the scenes here with Henry about this as we speak, because Henry's a pro TikTok kind of guy, being on TikTok, a younger guy.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to explain to him, yes, there is indeed the privacy problems with TikTok, right?
Right.
You have a foreign adversary here who has access now into the devices in our hands at all times. With you look into their privacy policies, it is a lot more access than they should be given. But on top of that, you have ideological subversion. And I always bring up that term on this show. But what that is the effort. It was used by the Soviets to try to divide culture here in America. And ideological subversion, what it is a foreign adversary working their way, snaking their way into a culture somehow with the effort to divide an entire generation so they can no longer agree on anything. And I look at the algorithm that TikTok puts out there. I see a foreign adversary looking to divide an entire... What's the stuff that you see at the top of TikTok that comes out of TikTok?
I'll give you the number one answer.
But IRL, transgenderism a lot of times, which is divisive. Issue itself is divisive.
Well, it's Gaza. They convince people that Israelis just mowing down people
but
in Gaza.
Another one that's big on TikTok, and Henry can agree with this, the quote IRL GTA, which is idiots trying to pretend like they're playing Grand Theft Auto, which led to the death of a temple police officer. It's, you know, there is an effort by a foreign adversary here that's looking to slowly divide an entire culture, and it's working. And Henry's response, you can offer.
Yeah, but Henry, let me ask you, how about Red Note? Do you know 300 million people are on that?
Yeah.
And where it comes from? Mao's little red book.
I've seen people of making videos about their experiences on Red Note. Yeah. I don't think we have to worry about people really. I know people are hopping on it because that's kind of the trend. I think that'll die pretty quickly. I'm for keeping TikTok the way it is. I understand the privacy concerns, but my feed isn't filled with this transgender, you know, Hamas stuff. Like, you really have to be into that stuff to have it on your timeline.
Well, it's like the difference between Reddit, though. If you sort by popular, you can subscribe to subreddits, right? And you get fed a specific feed that's fed to you, right? I would assume on TikTok, what happens is you subscribe to other TikTokers, and that's what you start seeing in your feed, is it replicates the algorithm, will take what you're interested in, and then it'll feed it to you.
Yeah.
But when you first sign up for TikTok, what you're seeing is that kind of divisive stuff, and you have to navigate through that.
Okay. Why do you think the Chinese are so gung-ho on this? Well, what do they want to do? He's exactly right. In China, their TikTok is showing kids studying 18 hours a day.
And our TikTok does that, too. You just have to scroll over to that widget. It's literally just a feature on the app.
Okay, well, it doesn't...
If kids don't want to scroll on that side of it, then they won't.
All right, well, then that's kind of an issue here. And the gathering of information, that's apparent.
I don't like the gathering of information.
I mean, that's an easy insight. You don't have to follow that much to know we can't have that. All right, so
I do have that video you're referencing from Moon on YouTube. It's the one I often go to with Douyin and the differences between what's shown to American TikTok versus Chinese Douyin.
Yeah, in a second, remember. That the Chinese are using it to uplift their youth, or at least keep them in control, however you look at it. And the stunts, Henry, too. That's the other thing that are just...
And an argument that we had back here that I'd like to explore, stunts being the IRL GTA stuff, I would assume. But like we were exploring back here, Henry's response was, well, you see this crap on Twitter, too. You see it on Instagram, right?
Right.
So should we ban Twitter and Instagram?
I don't think they're as apparent as this.
Well, it is.
I think
it is. But I think it's open competition right now. It's what you see is let's go back in time to before TikTok, when it was Instagram and Twitter rolling the roost. This stuff really exploded alongside the explosion of TikTok as an app. And if you're an American company where capitalism is king, you want to be able to compete with that exploding TikTok app. So you might adjust your algorithm to follow that of a foreign adversary, being the Chinese government, to try to, and you're essentially playing part. So my whole theory is, if you get the foreign adversary out of this, what should be a private entity, then maybe these other private industries will actually upright their role in culture as a social media company.
I think that's sound. Yeah, I think TikTok is still the worst. I concede the other stuff. All right, but here's what I'm interested in. Give me a call and tell me, how in the world are people standing down? You heard Mike Waltz. This is the deeper thing. This is like the HB1 visa. There's a lot that's going to happen with President Trump come Monday that's tremendous. There are things, though, that I don't support. Are you saying, well, I don't care, I'm going to support anything that comes out of here? TikTok is one. The HB1 visa thing we talked about for 2 weeks over the holidays is another perfect example. In other words, you got to draw a line with anybody. And I think Trump's a bit enamored that he did unbelievably well with younger people, and he reached them through TikTok. Good. Okay. We'll put up with it to get past the election. We're past the election now. Now's the time to give that up. This is too dangerous. It's an obvious thing. That's why America got to this point where on Sunday something might be done. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. I'm betting there are people listening who are saying, no, if Trump says it, well, then I'm okay with that. What's the big deal? Well, the big deal was, that's how we got to Dan's point where we are. People notice this. Gordon Chang, people like that have studied this ad nauseum, what the Chinese are up to. They may not do it tomorrow. They may not do it next week. But long term, they're trying to subvert our, and they're better at it. The Russians were horrible. I made this point before. The Russians in 2016 said, we're going to have miners for Trump, and they misspelled miners, rally at the Marconi Plaza statue. Remember that? They didn't know what they were doing. They were on Facebook. They spent $30,000, apparently. The Chinese do know what they're doing. They're a lot better at it. They're a lot more efficient. Confucius Center's on campus. And TikTok is probably their biggest right in front of us. So are we going to dismiss it because maybe President Trump thinks it's good for him to reach young people? Yeah, we should dismiss it. It's got to go to an American company. How many months have we been through this? All right, phone lines. Then I'm going to get your answer to the side question. Give us a one-hit wonder. 855-839-1210. I think about, people who really struck something, and then we didn't. Let me take Kate here. Maybe Kate get us started thinking on this. Kate's in Cherry Hill. Hey, Kate, before you give us your side, you think TikTok ought to go to an American company or be banned?
No, go to an American company.
Yeah, I mean, why is it we see the Trump administration now having second thoughts on this? Nothing's really changed.
I don't know. I hadn't thought that.
Okay.
I hadn't thought of that.
Give me your side question, Kate.
Margaret Mitchell. She wrote Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, and after that, did Margaret Mitchell, after Gone with the Wind, you would think that is the pinnacle. I'll have to look at that one. Yeah, because I've never heard of Margaret Mitchell in anything else major like that. Yeah, thanks, Kate. The danger is if you do something, you know who are one-hit wonders? People who hit something like Shirley Temple, arguably, at the height of Shirley Temple, and then she was some kind of ambassador later in life, and that was about it. It's pretty hard if you hit the top, say when you're in your early 20s, to keep that going, often. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do is push #1210. You can get on board. Hey, are you looking to achieve your health goals and start the new year right? Now's the time to optimize and support your heart health, cholesterol, digestive health, energy levels, and more with Rescue Natural Supplements with their New Year savings. Rescue is celebrating, and you can save 35% on single bottles of Rescue supplements. Use the code HEALTH35. Try the popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3 for heart health, Rescue Probiotic for better digestion, or Rescue Orasine for more energy. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. To place an order, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Start your journey to better health today. Use that code HEALTH35. Again, save 35% on all single supplements using that code HEALTH35. Don't wait. Make this year your best yet with Rescue. All right, it is Dom Giordano's show, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless just pushed pound 1210. All right, this looks like a good call here from Mike in Lehigh Valley. Mike, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Dom. I love your show. I always have. I've always considered you only to be second to the late, great Rush.
Well, thank you, Mike. Very nice of you. Thank you.
I just wanted to say I couldn't disagree with you more on this. There's being consistent, and then there's cherry picking. And in regards to censorship, you have to be, and we have to be, consistent. You know, Howard Stern, I grew up as a kid. I heard all kinds of people wanting to censor him as a 90s kid and an 80s kid, and it's completely wrong. In regards to this TikTok or TikTok, whatever, you know, I've never used it. We cannot censor things. And there's a huge difference between a being consistent and cherry picking, and that blurs the lines.
Okay, well, let me explain, Mike. I hear you. All we're doing is not getting rid of this, but you know the Constitution is not a suicide pact, and by that, Mike, I mean this is a blatant attempt by a foreign power to beat us down. That would be China, and then you have the stealing of data, identities, the whole thing with it. But, Mike, we're not saying it has to go away. We're saying it can't be used by the Communist Chinese Party. And, again, I think we as a country have to say they're not an enemy or a competitor. I mean, an adversary. They are the enemy. This is a war footing that we're on here. I know it's not a declared war. And, Mike, you know, I think you should look at how toxic this whole thing is.
I feel you, brother, but once we start putting that invisible hand of government in companies, mm-hmm. I mean, it starts going into socialism. That's all I'm saying. That's all.
I hear you, Mike, with that, but you know, I know the slippery slope argument, but you don't buy my argument with some knowledge based on this. That this
one thing
is,
libertarians are consistent, that's all.
Look, I think with a small L, a lot of our listeners, myself included, have a lot of libertarian instincts. I don't think this is like censoring Howard Stern, though. Tell me what we would lose. You really believe if we push them to an American company, that's going to open the floodgates to do what?
We cease to become capitalistic and choice. And we force companies. That's just not capitalistic, let alone American.
Okay, so, Mike, I would ask you, should we intervene?
Become authoritative. Yeah.
And I have some concerns about identity, privacy rights, but should we intervene with age restrictions on kids getting into some things that may be okay with adults, but kids under 18? Should we intervene with the companies and make them try to screen out kids?
I believe in commonsensical laws like that when it comes to tobacco, absolutely, and social media.
All right, good. Well, yeah. I would tell you, I think this is commonsensical, moving this to an American company. I think it's more along those lines than you do. That may be where we differ.
All right, fair enough. Brother.
Thank you, Mike. It was a great call, though. Do you have a one-hit wonder?
One-hit wonder, that's tough. I'm
sorry. Okay. Thank you, Mike. Have a nice weekend if we don't speak. Thank you, Mike, very much. All right, I've heard that argument. And it seems to me, Dan, I don't know about you, but you know what the flaw, and not that Mike was doing, there are some people who fall back to that argument. That way they don't have to take a stand on anything. It's kind of reminiscent of this argument we're hearing with parents who want to have their kid. They say, well, the parent wants the kid to have gender-affirming care, operations, whatever, they're 10 or 12. And what do we counter? Well, we don't let parents get their kids drunk. I mean, there's a societal interest in setting some line. That's all that's happening here. And the brightest line is it's a communist Chinese party. This is not, you know, something where we're cherry picking. What do you say, Dan? The libertarian argument here.
No, I get it 100% where they're coming from.
Right.
That's why my argument always ends with TikTok. I'm not saying let's ban these other companies. My hope is that if we ban TikTok, who's involved with a foreign adversary, an enemy to our country, that these private companies would indeed follow. So no, it's not a slippery slope. It's a, hey, I'm going to put a rock in the middle of the slope so we end right there, maybe slide down a little bit, but we're not going to go all the way down. No, I like, it's not, it's shocking to me that we as a culture are so, when we talk about social media, which is new to us as a general culture, right? We need to set guidelines to how we can both exist happily and with social media. And I think one of the big steps in doing that is not allowing a foreign adversary or our enemies to control what is seen and what we see on social media. I think that's a really obvious obvious thing. And I understand, I'm a libertarian myself. I identify as a libertarian a lot of times. But when you end the argument at for an adversary, I think that's it. That's where it ends. And again, we're talking
right.
something new, and like alcohol, there are limits set on that. And I look to parents today, and I see my sister struggling with this, and I see other parents. There is so much out there that government can help parents with by offering some kind of guidelines that they refuse to in the guise of slippery slope and not getting involved. And I see what RFK is doing with the red dyes, and I see the pushback against that. I see the pushback against, you know, trying to get TikTok under control. I think these are all important to finding us a healthier society, and I think we're being way too quick to try to argue, no, that's against freedom, because these past 5 years, our freedoms have been really taken away from us. But I do think there is a line we can walk where there are these bans, there are certain regulations that are put on there to make a healthier society in a new kind of culture that we've never seen before, that being the internet age.
The bottom line is it wouldn't go away. It would be an American company. It's the Chinese part of it. The Communist Chinese Party.
100% there.
That's different. That's new. And there are, you know, the Libertarian Party goes off the rails. I mean, I've had them on way back at WWDB, and they would say there should be no speed limits. Like right there with people. Come on. You know, there are certain guidelines that we need. Their argument is, oh, yeah, you guys say that all the time, then you end up doing more. I don't think we are here. It's still going to be a company.
And when it comes to social media or cell phones, and we're talking about cell phones in classrooms with Phil Murphy and wanting to ban them, and I was in support of that as well, because I look to parents today, and there is such a situation where the norm is a child must need a cell phone if they want to have any chance of popularity in school and not being set as a social outcast. And how do we as parents fix a situation? Like, you can't just not give your kid a phone because then they become that social outcast.
Yeah, I'm still slightly on the other side on that one. So I'm not trying to.
I'm going a lot of different directions.
No, I know, Joy. I get the point.
It's all under the same thing where parents, I understand we can blame parents all we want, but this is a changing society and we need to embrace the fact that there are changes happening and parents need help. They do need help.
It's 855-839-1210. Great call from Mike, though. Are you in that camp? Or is that sometimes, not saying his call was, sometimes it's convenient for pundits and others to make themselves no restriction. Everybody thinks that's perfect. That's what our society's about. And then to say that I'm not going to let the Communist Chinese Party get away with that, suddenly I am defeating the purpose of America, capitalism. I don't think so. 855-839-1210.
As a conservative, don't bitch to me about this rise in transgenderism and our culture being torn apart at the seams and at the same time protecting what's doing the tearing apart at the seams.
Yes.
You know, you can't be hypocritical on this issue. And as a conservative, libertarian conservative, now I'm identifying myself as a lot of things. I got asked, what else do I identify as? I'm really, really strict on this issue. I apologize, but that's where I stand.
Well, Mike was a great call, though. I was all set for the fastball. He wasn't off-putting. He was honest disagreement. There are people that they cloak themselves in this, and then they can say no restriction is ever going to be. That's not true. That's not what America is about. It does take a lot, though, to get to this point. But how about Trump? Why is President Trump suddenly moving that way? Is it He wants to reach young people. He's popular on TikTok. All right, 855-839-1210.
Exactly what it is, I hate to say.
Yeah, I think that's what
it is. It's transparent to me.
And putting Mike Waltz,
I find benefit in this, so I'm going to keep it allowed. It doesn't matter what it's doing to society anymore, but if it benefits me, I'm going to keep it out there.
And Mike Waltz is an American hero. I hate to hear him doing the word salad he did with Ducey today. He doesn't know what to say. He said a lot of gibberish. Are we going to restrict this to an American company, yes or no? 855-839-1210. All right, see some good ones on Twitter on the side question. Johnny Butter, the Hawk Tua girl. Let's hope that's a one-hit wonder. I think she is. Remember the Mets had her throw out the first pitch? Oh, my God. You know, who was sitting in the Mets publicity office and asking that? To that point, Dan, I've been saving this, and he gave me the idea to play this. Here is Justice Alito, and it's kind of what we're talking about here. They are talking about Pornhub. This is cut 8. And the attorney for Pornhub is making the point that all the content is not just sexual, graphic, pornographic. It's around age restrictions. And Alito is asking him, so is it kind of like Playboy, where they have big interviews? Jimmy Carter was even interviewed for Playboy. That's one of the most famous interviews ever, where he said, he lusted in his heart. This is before he became president, I believe.
Did you miss the interview with Joe Biden on Pornhub during his presidential campaign?
No. Oh. I didn't know it was on
there. Yeah, they had a whole,
Yeah?
Oh, wait, that was just another video.
No, it was not.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, here is, listen to Alito after the Gorsuch, I think, quizzing the attorney for Pornhub.
Why don't you talk about the most popular porn sites? Which I gather you're representing. So one of the parties here is the owner of Pornhub, right?
Yes.
And what percentage of the material on that is not obscene as to children?
Well, Your Honor, if we're talking about the youngest minors, I would agree that most of it is, and that is how we read.
Is it like the old Playboy magazine? You have essays there by the modern day equivalent of Gore Vidal.
Yes,
Gore Vidal.
Like that. Yes.
Not in that sense, but in the sense you have sexual wellness posts about women recovering from hysterectomies and how they can enjoy sex. That's on there. Discussions of age verification proposals and where the industry lines up as far as what they think should be legislated and what should not.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. We lost the best point there. I thought there was a little bit more.
What's the point?
They kept on going, how much of a percentage then is obscene as far as kids?
Let me get that, yeah.
Yeah, and I think Alito may have said 100%, something like that, or 90, and the guy, they finally arrived at 70%. But imagine Alito saying, are there articles in there like Gore Vidal duking it out on some major issue here?
Oh, what percentage of your clients' materials would be considered obscene for minors?
Your Honors, it's tough to arrive at that calculation.
Well, your friends on the other side say it's all.
I don't think, no, that is not true, Your Honors.
Virtually all?
No, Your Honors, if you...
Okay, then you give me the number. What percentage?
I cannot quantify it because we're dealing with, I would recognize, a very large universe of material. I would note, Your Honor, that among that material is blogs. It is podcasts.
Oh, God.
I understand. I'm asking you for a percentage.
Your Honor, I cannot quantify that.
More than 50%?
I think that's a fair guess.
More than 70%?
Your Honors, I don't want to go out on a limb. I think that may be correct, but I can't tell you with assurance.
More than 90%?
There, Your Honor, I think we may be stretching upwards.
Okay.
As far as whether it's sexually explicit.
We got 70%, though. Okay. All right. And then do you agree that there is a compelling government interest in keeping obscene materials for minors?
Yes. Unequivocally.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, they've arrived at 70% there in the Supreme Court. But the Playboy thing jumped out at me. Oh, my goodness. Gore Vidal, whoever else he said there. Let's go.
Hard-hitting interviews over there on Pornhub. highly suggest our listeners go.
Yes. We'll have to put that on YouTube, some of those hard-hitting interviews. Let's go to Rob in Nazareth. By the way, I think I have found a salmon shirt. I might have that for Monday. I'm
Did
just
you
saying,
really?
I'm working on it. And remember, we'll be at the Knack doing a broadcast noon until 3. You'll definitely want to be out there. And I found this out. I remembered. I just checked it, really. Whether the oath of office happens by or exactly at high noon on Monday, Trump is president at that moment of noon constitutionally. So even if he's not sworn in yet, the swearing in other words, is kind of just a public affirmation. At noon, President Trump will be president again on Monday. Let's go to Rob in Nazareth, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Rob.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I was commenting on the TikTok question you had. I believe that it should be operated by an American company, American business, or whatever. It's just common sense, man. I mean, I told your scheduler there that, you know, they've already determined that either the FBI, the CIA, the Defense Department, who, they already determined that China was data mining the American public.
Yes.
So if they're already at that point, what the heck's the big problem with having an American company, American whoever? I mean, if you had the money, you buy it. I mean, it's just common sense. Isn't this the common sense presidency now? It's common sense.
Well, it is. And you know, Rob, I'm glad you called with that, because I called Trump out on this and putting Mike Waltz out there to say gibberish on it. Who cares if Trump's doing well with young people on TikTok? It's not about that. It's a threat.
No, that has nothing to do with that. It has something to do with just the basics. Just, you know, like if you work for NSA, NSA is giving them the information that China is not operating as any other company would right now.
Absolutely.
They're even trying to break up Google, or they're trying I think, going back a few seconds here, Elon Musk, when he opened up Twitter, that answers the question.
Yes, it does. Thank you. That's a model. You could point toward that. All right. So it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get incoming and more calls. Hit us with an all-time one-hit wonder. Not a musical song. That's an easy thing. But in some other walk of life, real or fictional. We'd love to hear that. Now, Jeff Andrews here at 1:30. We had another vote today on deporting people here illegally who have committed a sex crime. 145 Democrats voted against the bill. Dan, if you have a chance, see if we can. I'm going all over the place during the breaks. I haven't seen the list yet. I'm willing to bet Madeline Dean and Mary Gay Scanlon may have voted against it again. Houlihan, I'm not sure. Guy Shiraki made a compelling point the other day. All the people in the suburbs that they care about is demeanor. You have to be that you're so worried about the children, and you have to be moderate sounding in your rhetoric. Then you can vote to the far left. This last election, even the suburbs didn't go wholeheartedly for Trump. He did better. But what is wrong with these people in the suburbs that we have these three women representing the Philadelphia area? They all voted against Lake and Riley. And I think at least two out of the three voted to not deport people that are here illegally committing sex crimes. Do people in the suburbs really want that? Maybe they do. Maybe they think this is fine as long as your demeanor is okay. As long as you're not Trump. Don't raise your voice. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll see what Jeff Andrews says about it at 1:30. All that coming up.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.